I might think of a patio.
Okay. And, so if that were open and you didn't want it to be, you'd tell someone to...
Close the door.
Okay, or another word you might use?
Shut the door.
Okay. And, you know those boards on the outside of a house that...
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
A frame house or
what do you call the boards that lap over each other like that?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Lap boards.
Okay. Anything else?
Weather boards.
I remember another term being used, but I can't recall what it is right now.
You ever heard of what?
Weatherboard. Yeah, weatherboarded.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where did you hear that word clapboard?
Lap.
An old lap.
L-A-P, board.
Lap.
Yeah, that's used because it laps over one another. So.
I see.
An older person might use a lap board term. I've heard that used.
That's the same as weatherboard?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, and say if you wanted to hang up a picture or something, you'd say, I took the hammer and I wiped the nail.
I drove a nail in the wall.
Okay, and if it didn't get far enough, you'd say it's got to be...
Driven in further.
Okay, and you say, so you take the hammer and you...
Drive it in some further.
Okay, and you know the little things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
Gutters.
Okay. Is that built in?
No. They're metal, pieces of metal that are made together to be nailed on to the eave of the house.
Okay. And if you have a house with an L, up on the roof, the part where they come together.
Where the L shape comes together?
Mm-hmm.
The valley?
Okay. And what sort of... buildings did you have around the farm?
Well, most of the time you had the barn, and you had the smokehouse,
mm-hmm.
and you had a shed.
What was in the shed?
Well, it was a lot of times used, maybe your garden tools might be put in a shed, or depending on what you had of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, in these older days that we're talking about,